Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Batter up.
Hello, listeners, and welcome back to A Pod of Their Own's Mensch of the Week segment. I am Allison McCaig, and I am joined this week by my lovely co-hosts, Linda Serovich. Hello, Linda.
Hey, Allison.
And Maggie Wiggin. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Allison.
So this week's Mensch managed to cram like four Menschy things in the span of less than a week. It was actually like 4 or 5 days, I think. So
yeah, it felt intentional. Like, what would he do different if he was actively pursuing Mensch of the Week? Nothing.
Like, he's already gunning for Mensch of the Year at this point.
I was gonna say, we have an early Mensch of the Year candidate in like February, and you know what, like, is it any surprise that it's none other than Francisco Lindor, potentially the menschiest mensch who ever menched? And yeah, there's a ton of mensch-worthy content by none other than Francisco Lindor himself this week. Shall I count the ways that he is the mensch? I guess I'll go in chronological order of the ways the menschiness appeared. So first, I think, is the Instagram story from Katya. Francisco Lindor's wife, Katya, has been a mensch in her own right. And is constantly posting mensch-worthy content of her husband, which we all, her loyal followers, appreciate a great deal. And she posted on her Instagram story last week a superimposed over a video of him, doing a, this was before spring training games began, and it was just like the guys had reported to camp and were doing drills and working out. And there was a small clip of him doing drills, and superimposed over that video, she wrote the following text: "You see him in this good of a mood, and you never know that he's been up for the last 4 nights with our toddler who's been sick. And last night was no exception. Yeah, he left our home at around 4:30 a.m. to drive 2 hours to be where you see him, working hard, smiling. This is just the man he is across the board in everything he does. He goes above and beyond, and he does it with a smile, proud to call him ours." Which
I like tear up at that. It is no. Like, it's, we all know those people in our lives who are just special people, who just have that something, that spark, you know. And obviously, I mean, among other things, not unlike many of the people I know who are like this, you know, he also has immense physical gifts, like, yeah, you know, like 99th percentile, lots of stuff, but like also just has that extra something inside, that light, and you know, that drives them, and they share that, and it's something so special, and the Mets are so lucky to have it.
Yeah, and Katya said, so lucky he's ours, meaning, you know, his family's.
And he's ours, too!
He's also ours, like, yeah. Mets fans. And the Mets, he's gonna be ours for the next decade. And it's just the best. Makes me
sad. Yeah,
so
no, it's so, I feel so blessed with him. And just that, you know, we talk a lot on this show about things that, the Mets do wrong, or they go wrong in for the Mets, because like Lord knows it's not like it's all self-inflicted, although a lot of it is. But here is this like wonderful thing, and we get to enjoy him and the wonderful things that he does and his beautiful family. And it's wow, how about that? Look at us.
Yeah, like no matter what else goes wrong, and like even if God forbid something terrible goes wrong and he himself is not on the field because he's
pouring out
injured.
The circle of salt as we speak. Nothing
exactly
to worry about.
Knocking on the wood. My desk is actually yes. Made of solid wood, folks, so I'm knocking on it. But his presence on the team is still immensely important. And it is very rare that you have a guy on your team who is the perfect mix of just such a great leader in what he does on the field, in the sense that he works so hard and is so good at baseball, but also like he takes it extremely seriously, his job. Obviously he works very hard at it, but he remembers that you're supposed to be having fun, and it's just like the perfect mix of those two things in him that is pretty rare to see.
And also, you know, David Wright was in camp, you know, earlier.
Thinking about
I was like, is he kind of out David Wrighting David Wright?
Because I wouldn't put it that way. I would say maybe he's picking up where David Wright left off.
Well, because Lindor also puts up with a lot maybe of crap that Wright never had to, because Wright didn't play in like the social media era, and Lindor's handled all that beautifully. Like he's, you know, takes the blame even when he isn't to blame, which David Wright also did. But he always keeps an even keel, always has a smile on his face, always there for his teammates. So he might be David Wright in a different era. Let's put it that way.
He's sort of spiritual successor to David.
Yes.
I do find him his own person, though. Like, I think he's a lot more relaxed than David Wright, honestly. Like, I think David Wright could be a little... you know, it had kind of an older baseball ethos that's very closed, not closed off because he was a very open person, but like is a little more low key. Like, I think there's a lot more kind of open, like passion just in terms of how the game is talked about and experienced now anyway. Like it's, you know, it's been 10 years since he played regularly, and it's, I feel like the culture is shifting to something more, you know, excitable.
GQ photo shoots aside, I think Francisco Lindor has a little bit more swag. We'll put it that way.
Oh, absolutely. For David.
Yeah.
As much as I love David Wright and adore
him. Do we have to put the GQ photo shoots aside? Can we just keep them here?
I don't think we have to.
No, we don't. Just keep them right here.
Yeah, indeed.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So in addition, that Instagram story from Katya alone would be enough for mention.
Oh, that's right. We are counting the ways. And
we're counting the ways.
One. We're only at one.
We're only at one. There's a few more. So one of them is that he worked on infield drills with participants in of the Florida Special Olympics. So that's really, really cool. He did some infield drills with participants in the Florida Special Olympics, as if it isn't enough that he shows up with a smile when he's sleep deprived because of his sick child doing infield drills for himself. He does them with for charity, too. Incredible.
But also, shout out to the Mets because they do host the Special Olympics every year. A lot of the team does show up for them. But, you know, he's a superstar. I'm sure he doesn't have to, but he made sure he was there helping them out. And it was just so heartwarming to see. It was so sweet.
And in the video, he's high-fiving everybody.
Yeah.
Just so gives you the warm fuzzies.
Like, he doesn't just show up. He puts in the work. He's committed. If his name is on it, he's committed.
Yep. So that was like earlier this week, and then a few days ago the charitable works continued when Mike Mayer posted that he would be hosting a baseball clinic over the weekend. So this is last weekend now. When you listen to this, this will have been last weekend, at Clover Park, at which he taught 50 children from two local little leagues, as well as the local boys and girls club. And the kids also get tickets to the Mets game that day, got tickets to the game. So
like the dream come true for those kids.
In the span of like 5 days, he did two separate clinics for children, some of whom were Special Olympics participants, and also stayed up all night with a toddler. Yeah. I feel like that is top of the heap right there.
Exactly.
He's all the work he put in the off season with Mark Vientos, and he's still putting in the work with the younger guys on the team. So even, you know, all the extra stuff aside, him still doing the stuff with the Mets is still benefiting the team as a whole. So he's just,
I feel like I never see a video or a photo without him somewhere, like in the background, or he's everywhere. He's always, always in it.
Yeah, there was just a video of him like hyping up Pete the other day. I was like, of course.
Yeah. He is the ultimate. I mean, obviously, we've had this discussion on this podcast a lot because I feel like constantly Francisco Lindor and Pete Alonso are always in competition for Mensch of the Week pretty much every week. And it's just a question of if anyone else can outshine the two of them in any given week. And we've had this conversation before. It's going to, if Pete Alonso ends up back with the Mets again, or extends, one of the two, either one extends or resigns long term, it's going to be a hard decision about who, if either of them to give the captain honors to, because I feel like they're both worthy of it for sure.
Co-captains. It's happened before. I don't know. I love them both so much.
I know. I can't choose. My heart can't choose. But I don't know if you also saw the video of him with Kalina the other day. I was like, oh no, I hope she doesn't miss Buck.
No. I bet she does.
I bet Buck comes over for dinner sometimes.
Probably.
And I bet he does that grandpa thing where he like pretends to be all gruff and then smiles. I feel like he'd be really good at that trick and kids love it.
Oh, absolutely.
I say trick like it's not changing your expression for 5 seconds.
This is unrelated to the mensch of the week, but it was still kind of a lighthearted moment that I found funny, and I feel the tenor is appropriate for this segment, which is that in addition to all of the other things that we covered in the main show that were a big time bummer coming into spring training, one rather like lighthearted moment of very low stakes was that Carlos Mendoza is rocking a goatee because he is finally able to after 18 years in the Yankees organization. He is wearing facial hair and he's very happy.
I like that we get some players and managers in their their freedom years.
Well, I don't know if you saw too, the Blue Jays tweeted Mattingly because he had shaved his sideburns and it said, Mattingly, get rid of those sideburns.
That's funny.
People are still having fun at the Yankees' expense.
as
Francisco Lindor's facial hair situation is always on point.
Although,
and his regular hair. That is a man who like tends his whole head area with extreme precision. And, you know, I don't think it is, I think it's objectively true to acknowledge his skills in that area.
Well, there was a little boy who showed up at the beginning of spring training rocking the Francisco Lindor hair.
Yes, yes, yes.
I hope he met Francisco because it would have been really super sweet if he did.
Yeah, I hope so too.
I hope he has very purple hair when I eventually someday, I assume, meet him.
Yes. Yeah.
I also have purple hair, and that seems like it would be a good photo op.
And to go with the Purple City Connect jerseys willing it into existence.
And with Lavender on the team, like it's all coming together here, people.
Come on.
A great car.
We will say it every week.
If you're thinking maybe I want purple hair, you do. That's all
Indeed.
I'm saying.
Indeed. Anyway, this is the first Francisco Lindor mensch of the week of the 2024 season, of which I'm sure
and
there will be
not
many.
The last.
But while you wait for us to name Francisco Lindor mensch of the week yet again, you can go to homerunapplesauce.com to check out all of our fantastic pods. You can follow Home Run Applesauce on social media, on Twitter and Instagram at @HRApplesauce. You can get in touch with this show by email, aa.apodoftheirown@gmail.com. We are also on social media at @apodoftheirown on all of the things. You can follow each of us on Twitter. I am at @PetitePhD. Where are you, Linda?
At Linda Servage.
And you, Maggie?
At Maggie162.
Please subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts from and rate and review the show if you have a moment. It really helps people find it. The original intro and outro music to this podcast is by Bunga. Let's go Mets. And don't forget, there's no crying in podcasts.